This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allah.
And there are many hadith that we need to be aware of before we begin the chapter. There is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet ﷺ fell off of a camel and he injured himself. So he prayed sitting down, and the people behind him prayed sitting down as well. Okay, so in this hadith, we learn that at some point in the seerah, the Prophet ﷺ fell down in the middle part of the Medinan seerah, and because he was injured, he would pray sitting down. And because he was praying sitting down, the rest of the Sahaba also prayed sitting down. We also have another hadith that on his deathbed, on the very last days of his life, the last prayer that he led, he was sitting down. And Abu Bakr was standing on his right-hand side. And he was standing. And Abu Bakr would follow the Prophet ﷺ, and the people would follow Abu Bakr. And that hadith is mutafaq alayh as well. So in this hadith, we learned that the Prophet was sitting down as the imam, and Abu Bakr was standing up. Jazakallah khair. And Abu Bakr was standing up. And the people could not see the Prophet because he's sitting down. So who are they seeing? Abu Bakr. And so Abu Bakr was leading in lieu of the Prophet, but he was standing. And we also have the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when it is time for the salah, let one of you give the adhan, and let the one who knows the most Quran lead the salah. Okay, so the hadith is, and this is in Bukhari, that when the time of salah comes, let any of you give the adhan. So the giving the adhan, let any of you give the adhan, and let the one who has the most Quran lead the salah. So the narrator of this hadith, Amr ibn Salama, he said that one time the people that were with us, they looked amongst themselves and they discovered that I was the one who had the most Quran, and I led them in salah even though I was 6 or 7 years old only. So this child had the most Quran, and so they led him become the imam in their group, their delegation, even though he was 6 or 7 years old only. And so this hadith in Sahih Bukhari tells us that the Prophet ﷺ said, let the people with the most Quran be the one who is leading the salah. And in the very famous hadith in Sahih Muslim, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya ummul qawma aqra'uhum li kitabillah. The one who has the most qira'ah of the Quran should be the imam. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْقِرَاءَةِ سَوَاءٍ. If they are the same in the Quran, فَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالسُّنَّةِ, then the one who has more knowledge of the sunnah. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي السُّنَّةِ سَوَى. If they are the same in the sunnah, then the one who has the earlier hijrah. So we have number one, Quran. Number two, sunnah. Number three, the earlier hijrah. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ سَوَى فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ سِلْمًا. If they are the same in the hijrah, then the one who accepted Islam, or in one version, the one who is older. And no man should lead another man in his house except with his permission. So this hadith, we all know it, that no man should lead another man in his house except with his permission. And this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And we'll do two more hadith and move on to the chapter of fiqh that we have. That Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that I prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam one night in tahajjud, and I stood on his left hand side. So the Prophet held on to my head, in one version, held on to my ear, and he moved me from behind him until I stood on his right hand side. Hadith is muttafaq alayh. So Ibn Abbas, the young child, 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, he is praying. The Prophet ﷺ is praying tahajjud, he just joins him on his left-hand side. So the Prophet ﷺ holds on to his ear and moves him from behind and then brings him to the right-hand side. Hadith is muttafaq alayh. The fiqh is obvious. We're going to talk about it, inshaAllah ta'ala, right now. the final hadith that we'll do, that Anas ibn Malik narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam led us in salah. This is when Anas's mother invited the Prophet sallam, Sulaim is his mother. When Sulaim invited the Prophet sallam to lead the salah in their house. And he went to her house and he led them in salah. So Anas said that, فَقُمْتُ أَنَا وَيَتِيمٌ خَلْفَهُ. So I stood along with the orphan. There was an orphan living in their house. I stood along with the orphan behind him. وَأُمِّ سُلَيْمٍ خَلْفَنَا. And behind us all was Ummi Sulaim. Behind us all was Ummi Sulaim. So this clearly shows the sunnah of the jama'at, and that is that men and then women. And we'll talk about all of this inshallah ta'ala when we get to the chapters of
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى